Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
You're listening to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. We have a fantastic guest today. He hails from Middle Tennessee State. It's their standout safety, Mike Minner Jr. Michael, we appreciate you stopping by and taking some time. You and the team, you're on a two-game winning streak. I think you got Western Kentucky this week. What's the mindset of this team going in?
Man, just to keep the winning streak going. We ain't got two good hard wins, and we're trying to get another one. Just finish off strong.
Have you been able to wrap your mind around knowing that you only have basically two more collegiate games with your teammates left?
Yeah, I mean, it's really just starting to hit me, but I'm just trying to stay level-headed, keep my composure. Just going out there playing the next game just like it's a regular next game and not my last.
And I'm curious, I mean, let's go back in the day when you're, you know, at Pop Warner or Pee Wee. I mean, were you just a better athlete way back then? I mean, were you scoring four or five touchdowns every time you touched the ball as a young kid?
I actually remember the first time I scored. The first time I scored was like my first time in a real football game. Because, like, I signed up to play a little later than all the other kids. So that was, like, a little more advanced that in football than me. But I remember I came in, like, 2 weeks later. My coach decided to give me the ball, like, the last third of the game since we was already winning. And I had that score. So I still remember that.
That's a good memory to have. And obviously, you've been building on that and kind of continued this growth. For you, I mean, We know you want something else after this, and you get to that next level after your collegiate careers. But when you kind of start, you know, feeling that your game is quality enough, I mean, you know, you guys aren't going to lack confidence, and you're out there every Saturday doing it on a collegiate level. But when do you kind of start picking up on the idea that, hey, after I wrap things up here at Middle Tennessee, maybe there's an opportunity at the next level?
Well, really, it's just a mindset. Really, I always had that mindset to go out here and be the best and can't nobody beat me. And I feel like if I just keep that mindset, then whatever I tell myself to do, I can't do it, or I can't accomplish anything I put my mind to. So, I mean, it's really just a mindset thing. I just always had some. My mom and dad helped me install. My place back at home helped me install it myself. It's just a mindset thing, just confidence.
Nice. And I'm curious, I mean, leaving high school, I'm sure plenty of schools were looking at you. How did you kind of know Middle Tennessee was going to be the right place for you?
That stuck with me from day one. From day one, like, Middle was, like, one of the first schools I actually had started talking to. And it just stuck with me. It's like, even when other schools came by, it's like Middle just stuck out way more than all the other schools that came by. And they built my trust, and I built their trust. I love the coaches here. Coach Stark, he's a real good dude, man. Like, father figure, like, Coach Stark is. Coach Ellis, my defensive coach, Coach Ellis, he's a real good dude, too. I mean, so just the good people here and the love and everything here, I was like, why not here?
Huh. Excellent stuff. Once again, Mike Minner Jr., Middle Tennessee State safety here on the C2P as we talk a little college football and find out what this young man brings to the table. He's also on the NFL PA watch list, and that's one of the most prestigious college invitation all-star invites that you can receive, and he's on that watch list. And those watch list handout invitations are going to be being sent out very, very soon. But with that said, if you want more of him, Blog Talk, iTunes, you can hear more of this interview and also check out his draft bio at collegeofpro.com. For you, I mean, what does the defense ask you? I mean, when you go into a Saturday, defensively, I mean, game plan-wise, and we don't need the secrets, we don't want to give up those type of things, but what's the defensive staff, what do they expect and want from you from each, you know, Saturday in, Saturday out, Mike?
Well, honestly, it's not like coaches just say, Mike, I need you to go in and just lock this dude down every play, because, for one, I said we have a good secondary. The cornerback on the other side of us, Charvarius Ward, he's just as talented, just as good as me. So, I mean, I have help on the other side knowing he's just as good as me or I'm just as good as him. You know, it's not a lot that, you know, I could be able to do when I'm out there. I just do my job, basically. But it's not too much he asked me to do, you know, because with everybody being so talented and all, so.
Nice. And I'm curious, I mean, in your own words, I mean, if you're in a film room with your coaches or some NFL scouts, when they're breaking down game tape, what are those home run qualities, those traits that you bring to the position where they're going to just look at you and say, hey, Mike, you do this pretty darn good?
Oh, my coverage. Man, my coverage, my speed, coverage. I'm feisty on that field. I'm real feisty. Like, if you was out there with me, you probably wouldn't like me yourself. But yeah, I know. I love watching film. I watch film a lot, you know. It helps me out with the game, helps me out knowing what plays the other team would like to run. So I like to watch a lot of film, honestly.
Awesome. Hey, you know what? Well, it's good. You get to let me ask you this question then, Mike. All week long, you've been watching film. Saturday rolls around. What you see on film becomes fruition on the field. Is there a play that kind of stands out in your mind where you either made a big play or you helped one of your teammates make one just by you watching film?
Honestly, it's kind of like multiple plays like that. It's like once you see it on film so many times and once you just get to repping it in practice and you just get to see it, it's like when it comes in the game, it's like, boom, nature. It's like nature to you. It's just, I don't know how to explain it, honestly. Like, it's just, it happens just the same way that you prepare for it, basically. So with me watching a lot of film, that helps me out with knowing what some of the routes that the receivers like to run, some of the pass concepts. It gives me tips on when it's a run play or a pass play. I even check to see where the back, if he's lined up too far outside of the tackle, so he's going out for a pass, or if he's lined up beside the queue so he can get a run. So, I mean, I just like to watch film, get a lot of hints, like what receivers like to do. So film really tells a lot, honestly.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Once again, Mike Minner Jr., standout DB for Middle Tennessee State, here on the C2P as we talk some college football and NFL draft with this young man looking to do bigger, better things at the next level after he completes his career with the Blue Raiders. They got two games remaining. They're on a two-game winning streak. Hopefully they win out and build on next year with those future guys taking his spot. For you, I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody? I mean, do your coaches, your teammates, your buddies, I mean, do they kind of say, hey, you know, when we see this guy, we kind of see a little bit of you at the next level?
Honestly, my coaches or anything, they just try to tell me, like, you go out here and you do in the games what you do in practice, you'll make it. And they just try to tell me. But it's like, it's no just playing out comparisons, like, oh, I compare you to this dude or that dude, honestly. But I feel like if I can compare myself to anybody in the league, I like Marcus Peters. Guys like Marcus Peters, Janoris Jenkins, Sherman probably my favorite, Richard Sherman, Pat P. I like a lot of guys in the league. Jalen Ramsey, I try to take some of their techniques. So, I mean, I just try to mix it all in my game. I don't want to just be like one guy, but at the same time, I still try to be myself.
Now, I cannot believe – I can't believe it, I guess, because he's one of the best out there. But Jalen Ramsey, I was going to ask you about Jalen Ramsey because you said you're feisty out there and you said if I was playing with you or against you, I probably wouldn't like you. And I know Jalen is a big talker out there. I know my buddies who were shooting the one Steelers game said Ramsey was in Antonio Brown's ear all day. So when the big episode happened between A.J. Green and Ramsey, I was like, I guarantee Ramsey was just gnawing at him all game, and then A.J. couldn't take it. Are you that type of guy? Are you that trash-talking talk DB that's going to get in the mind of those receivers?
Yeah, I mean, man, it's just the fun part of it. It's just the fun part, just trying to take you off your game. Try to help me out way more. Trying to take you out your game, get you unfocused, get you dropping little easy hitches and slants, little passes like that. But I know once I get in your mind, it's really over with then.
Yeah. Is there a point where you really know that you've got them? You got them so mentally messed up that now it's, I mean, do you see it just kind of, do you see their will to kind of compete break?
Oh, yes. Yes. They want to quit, drop easy passes, head down, looking at their hands after a drop, just complaining about a hole. I see that a lot. But at the same time, I know I try to keep myself level-headed too, because I know I can try to hype it up a little too much at sometimes. And refs have to come up to me, referees have to come up to me sometimes. Like, hey man, just tone it down for me. So, but other than that, yeah, I love doing that.
Awesome. And one more kind of on this base. I'm lining up against you. We've been going at it all game. I get off my route. I go into my cut. I drop that easy pass. What are you telling me?
What do I say? Man,
yeah.
I don't know. Whatever
I just dropped
mind,
the pass.
Probably had to tell you something like, I seen a snake with better hands. Something like that. I don't know. Just whatever come to mind first.
I love it.
My newborn,
excellent
stuff. My newborn niece can catch that.
I love it. Once again, Middle Tennessee State DB Mike Minner Jr. here on the C2P as we talk some college football and NFL draft with this young man as he aims to get himself to the next level. I'm curious, and I got to ask this because I see so many variables out there. I mean, what is your height and weight right now?
My height, I'll say my height is 6 foot, weight like 180, 185. I haven't stepped on the scale yet, honestly. Last week it was like 183. I feel like I didn't gain 2 more pounds, though.
Yeah. And how about speed wise? What's a legit 40 time for you?
About 4.4 on an untrained day. No trainer in 4.4. Probably just stretching.
Man, that's a good day. If you're gonna rub 4.4s, I mean it's six foot, that's pretty impressive stuff. I mean, actually, and you got that long body, that's I think the thing I think these guys are gonna like about the Yost. You're lengthy. You can open your hips very well, at least the highlights and stuff I've been able to watch of you. That's what I've picked up. You're very, very smooth in transition. And like I said, that's a big factor moving forward in this process. I mean, what were your thoughts when you, I'm sure you've seen it when you're on the NFLPA watch list, and I'm sure you've garnered some other attention from some of the other bowl games. But what's it like knowing that the guys at the next level are kind of taking notice of what you're doing?
I mean, it's an honor. Honestly, I really appreciate it. But at the same time, I know I still have 2 more games left. My team, we're not even bowl eligible yet. So at the same time, this is my main focus, just trying to go out here and win these last 2 games. And then after that, whatever happens, I just leave it all in God's hands. But my main focus right now
Excellent.
Is winning these last 2 games.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, 2 more games. I mean, Western Kentucky and Old Dominion, and like I said, got to be an exciting time. And I'm like, think you guys play this Thursday against Western Kentucky?
Friday, Western Kentucky, CBS.
Friday,
Sports
Friday.
Network.
Oh, yeah, Friday night game. You like the night games?
Yeah, I like the night games, honestly. The Friday night game, it takes me back to a little high school place, you know, a little memory back down high school lane.
Oh, yeah.
But honestly, I just like playing, really. I don't really care when it is, night, day. I just want to play.
Yeah, I don't blame you, man. I mean, well, you play well, and that's why you're where you're at and doing the things you're doing. Mike, before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple off the wall questions your way. Can you take a shot with some of those?
Okay, that's good. Go ahead.
All right. Now, usually you guys enjoy answering this question the most, I think. Female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, you're gonna ask to join you for lunch.
Rihanna.
She usually finishes second to Beyonce, just so you know. Beyonce usually wins. Rihanna, Megan Good's always a good second or third place vote. But those are usually your top three. Usually that's the gold, silver, and bronze.
I feel like I probably know. I grew Beyonce. I done had a crush on Beyonce ever since I was about like 6. So I don't probably know. I grew her by now. No.
I like it. How about this one? You were praising your head coach, Coach Stockstill, earlier in the show, talking about what a terrific job he does with the Blue Raiders. But does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And if so, would they do it in front of him?
A great impersonation? Of course, but I feel like we got some clowns on the team now. I'm pretty sure somebody can do an impersonation of him. I know we got a dude on the team. He do a good impersonation of Coach Ellis, actually, my DB coach, more than Coach Fox. But yeah, that in those days be some deceased.
Excellent. And we've had your teammate Richie James on the show, and we'll get him back on at another time. But he'll be able to get you back when he comes on. But now you can tease him. What's that one funny, goofy thing about Richie James that none of us know about that we're about to know about because you're going to tell us?
Who? Oh, Richie. Now, let me tell you about Richie, he when joking with Richie, do not tell him he sucks at calling people. When joking with Richie, I'm going to repeat that. Please do not tell Richie he sucks at Call of Duty. Because that joking, that's like, those are fine words to Richie. Like, he takes Call of Duty seriously, too. And I can see why he's a good dude. So he's real good at it. But, yeah, don't joke with Richie about Call of Duty. Like, just let him have he's the best.
You know, the best part about this is now if he doesn't listen to this show, when we get him on, the first thing I'm going to ask him is, I heard you suck at Call of Duty. And he's probably going to, he might hang up. Who knows? And then the final question for you, man, and this one I think you guys put the most thought into, cleats. If you could have anything put on your cleats, an idea, a theme, what would you want painted on, though?
Honestly, see, now that really depends. That depends on who will play. It depends on who will play, honestly. Because, like, we play WKU this week. Probably have, like, a graveyard with a whole bunch of the receivers' names on tombstones. Something like that. Just because it's WKU. Like, have a WK who instead of the U, replace the U for who. But I don't know, man. It's just ideas I just come up with.
That was pretty quick, too, man. That wasn't like you game plan for that. Those sound like pretty fun cleats, and that you. I mean, that was on the spot, man. That was pretty good stuff. Hey, man, you're good on the spot. You're good at what you do. I can't wait to find you. You know, as we go through this process, I always like to tell all our guests: stay humble, stay hungry, stay blessed, my man.
I guess you appreciate that, and thanks for having me.
No problem at all. That is Mike Minner Jr., the standout DB for Middle Tennessee State. Very talented kid, very lengthy. And, you know, we kind of talked about it briefly. I mean, true cover guy. You know, this guy really just, these guys all do things well. But, I mean, when you just look at his game as a whole, or just in terms of coverage, and like I said, he can really blanket a guy. And he does have that speed. You're not going to, even if he kind of gets juked off the top, he has that recovery speed. And like I said, great length, great, great length. And, again, that's why he's on the NFL watch list and several others as well. If you want more of the show with Mike, simply type in Blog Talk Radio, type in his name, go to iTunes, type in his name, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio at collegeofpro.com. We'll be, like to say, it's your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about this kid as he makes his path towards the next level.
This has been a collegeofpro.com exclusive.